Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle, all right, Apostle David Callender. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are your Bible delivery ministry that's teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sinful world for the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are here Monday to Friday from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We
Excuse me, but what year is it escalate?
This is a 14.
14?
Yeah.
He was just telling me you changed the back lights.
Yeah, I put the lights on. Lights is easy. Takes about 15 minutes.
All it is you got it from top to bottom, right?
Yeah, it's one thing.
One hope.
Yeah.
Change the thing, you can call it a day, right?
You just take your, you have to...
Praising to all in radio land. It's obvious that Apostle Callender has muted himself for a minute, and
just muted myself. Father, we just thank you. We praise you, O God, for this morning. We thank you for what is about to happen, what is about to take place right now. O God, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for this anointed vessel that will come and break bread for us this morning so that we can come to the table of God and feast this morning. Lord, she's got some prime rib prepared for us and some Holy Ghost wine, and we're going to eat and drink this morning, oh God, without any hindrance. We declare and decree, oh God, that the word she speaks will be directly from God himself. He spoke to her. He gave it to her. And we are excited. We are delighted that God has blessed her ears, her eyes, and her lips of clay. And as she's seen here, she was speaking, would be none of her, but all of him. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you now in our midst. We welcome you to come and take up your rightful position on the throne of our hearts. Do what only you can do, Holy Spirit. Have your way. And we are grateful in Jesus' holy name. Go on in, Apostle. I am driving. I'm going to the supply house to pick up a boiler, furnace.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick that up now. So I'm going to go on mute, but I'll be listening. And I.
Well, you muted yourself a little early, but that's okay. Well, good morning. Praise him. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord on this morning. I am very happy to be here as we move into the holiday season. If I make no mistake, the 1st of November is this upcoming Monday. And it dropped in my spirit to turn my attention to Psalms 100. And I titled this particular teaching, A Warm Embrace, because I don't think we take enough time to really, really give the weight, the measure, and the attention to everything that God gave. Glory to God. And when you stop and think about it, I mean, really stop and think about it, it's really exciting. And I can't help but to think if people, or more people, I should say, had the understanding that a vast majority of us have, that have entered into the realm, that pray, that praise, that worship, that meditate on the Lord, that meditate on God, oh my goodness, that you're able to see above and beyond the measure of where you are. You see those greater things. So I want to start out by reading Psalms 100, because this is really, really beautiful. And the Word of God simply says this, and I'm reading the King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, it is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That's a blessing. That is a real blessing. And at the same time, God is still directing our steps. God is still keeping the spirit, his spirit, stirred up, even in the midst of saying, I have given you everything that I have. What else could I do for you? What else could I do on behalf of you? What more could I give you that I haven't already given you, that I haven't already spoken before the foundation of this world? And when I say that, God had already spoken us and didn't even have a place to put our feet yet. And when you think in terms of how many people are in the world, and when I say that, oh my gosh, that number is so vast. It is so huge, so big, so above and beyond the measure of anything you could begin to comprehend. And the reason why I say it in that manner is because with each day, even as I speak right now, somebody is being born. At the same time, there's always someone perhaps that is leaving, that has been called to the greater assignment, the bigger assignment that God has for us by the time we enter into heavenly places. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't enter into a heavenly place here on earth, because you can enter into these places even as we are right now. We have entered into a heavenly place. We have entered into a realm that is greater, that is bigger than everything that we are, because our focus is unto the Lord. Our mindset, in other words, God has our attention, at least God should have our attention at this time. So when you think in terms of the fact that when I say God gave everything that God had, okay, God gave us the very best of everything that God is. I mean, really stop and think about that. At the same time, what you don't want to miss is the fact that not only are we serving, oh my gosh, an awesome, a wonderful, and empowered God. But there is not a power that will ever be greater than the God that we serve. And I stand in agreement with God when God says if there was any other God, that God never knew that God. Because then God turns and says, I have had nothing standing in front of me, behind me, nor on either side of me. I haven't known anything such. So even when it comes to God creating us, God poured us out from himself. Oh my goodness. So when you think and talk in terms of Psalms 100 is actually a psalm of thanksgiving. And that's a warm embrace that all men exalt, lift up, stand up to praise God. I want to read the Amplified version. I'm sure those that have been on the air during a time in which I'm teaching know that I am the queen of the Amplified version. And Psalms 100 reads as follows, and this is the Amplified. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before his presence with a joyful singing. Know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. And we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness endures to all generations. Don't miss all, not some, not one or two, not kind of, sorta, maybe. Perhaps, no, unto all generations. So when you think in terms of Psalms 100 and the fact that the Lord dropped it in my spirit to title this A Warm Embrace, this is an opportunity for us, as in you, to acknowledge God and God looking at you again, favorably. Open mind, open heart, arms stretched out. Let's embrace. Let's fellowship. Let's hold some conversation. Not only do you have my attention, but I'm listening to you just like you're listening to me. The word that came to mind when I thought in terms of this particular psalm was reverence, that we need to reverence God. And what it means, what reverence means, and what it would mean to reverence God. Reverence is a deep respect for someone or something. Okay? God gives it to you, or let's say us, and we need to give it right back to God. And anytime we go about our day, for instance, I just so happen to be one that I spend quite a bit of time, even in thought, even in revelation, as it relates to God. And when I say that, is that I am always pondering the things of God. Looking at the next move, looking at the whatever it is that needs to be done, taken care of. And even if it's just a thought or something in particular that God has placed in my spirit, but that I have a time and opportunity to chew on that thing, to really ponder it, think about it, you know, meditate. Look at it from different angles, different sides, get a greater understanding. If I need to, look up some words, get a greater understanding, further definition, just like providing the meaning of reverence, giving you a greater, a better understanding. More knowledge, meaning, reverence for someone or something. And so when God is asking or when God is posing a question, I understand, because you could actually be reverencing something other than God. For some people right now, and there's a vast majority of people, and please don't take this the wrong way, for the gaming community, not trying to come down and not trying to blame or cast the negative, but there are a lot of people that reverence that spirit of video games, the time that they spend with it. So it's fair to say, and even pose perhaps, or ask a question of what it is that you actually reverence, because whatever you spend the vast majority of your time contemplating or thinking about, entertaining, those are the things that you reverence. Now, whether it turns out to be God or not, okay, that goes back to you. But let's take a moment and think about that. Let's look at that. Let's consider that. And let's acknowledge that. And when I say that, wholly and completely, well, as they say, it is what it is it not? you can't call it an elephant unless it's an elephant. And it doesn't walk like a duck, talk like a duck, quack like a duck, unless it's what? A duck. So when you think in terms of a warm embrace, what are you embracing? What is in the spirit, the wealth of you? The Word of God expresses in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Ever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. At some point, in order to adapt or adopt that particular mindset and operate, even in that scripture of appreciating, you have to embrace that. You have to consider that. You have to give that some thought. You have to spend some time with that. Think about it. So what are we embracing? What are we reverencing? Where is our consciousness a majority of time? What does it all mean to us? For me personally, I can tell you, there's no way on God's green earth that I could live this life without God. And just being brutally honest, I don't know how people do it other than to say that because God so loved us, because we are made in the image of God, and it is God that has created us, pulled us out of his own image of us, of himself. God gives us grace. God has mercy. God considers the fact that everybody is not in the same place at the same time, and we're not all going to get there at the same time, on the same day. If that were so, then there wouldn't be different dates as far as people, baptism, taking on the name of Jesus, being baptized in the name of Jesus before the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit, the unleashing of all that power, not just unto you, but in your life, concerning your life, about your life, about you. So when God is just simply saying, love me back, consider me, embrace me, my arms are wide open, have always been. I see the best in you. I see the best of you because I look at you through the blood that I shed, the blood that I sacrificed, the sacrifice that I made, my all that I was willing to give, that you are on this day, that you are unto this day, until such time as I have called you home, because now it is time for you to step into a higher place in me, a greater place in me concerning me. The assignment will continue, but it's how and where it continues once God has taken us up. Okay? So what does, what is that proverb tell us? That in all thy getting, that we need to get understanding. And so right now, we are getting understanding. And that's another reason why we come together in fellowship, in praise, in worship. Even in the bounty of love, even in the joy of love. Thanksgiving is approaching, and people are going, perhaps this is that time of year that people feel more unity than they do at any other time because of the focus. Thanksgiving, appreciation, gratitude. And that's what God is talking about here. The word covetousness comes to mind as well. And what that means is eager or excessive desire, especially for wealth or possession. We don't want to be in a spirit of covetousness. We want our desires. We want our wanting. We want it to be pure. We want it to be something that not only will God reverence our appreciation, but God will see the purity in our effort, in our wanting, in our consideration, even concerning God, even God looking at us, looking at Him. So when I think in terms of this particular song, and especially the everything that God gave, that we have this opportunity, God is actually saying, not only do I love you, but I love you more. And we need to learn how to tell God that we love God more. That there's no doubt of our wanting, of our desire, of our consideration, of our thoughtfulness as it relates to God, as we ponder the things of God, as we look at God, as we consider the everything that God gave, that we have this opportunity to just praise Him. Even though I am teaching a lesson, I am still praising God, even in this effort as I teach, because of where I'm at spiritually, everything that I am feeling right now, the excitement of knowing not only did God speak me, but all of the love that God has poured out. And the only question that is really left is, where is your heart? Where do you want to be? What is it all for you? How do you look at this? How? Where do you want to go? What is it all for you? And this is truly a psalm of thanksgiving. And I can see that. I can see that. And we should be, and we should feel empowered by this. If you ever have a day in which you're feeling a little down, things may not be working as well, or I don't know, maybe you've had a flat tire or something of that nature. Maybe you just don't feel as good today as you have on other days. Who knows? But you can look at this psalm and you can see God just as clear. You can see God's effort toward us, what God accomplished, how much God has truly loved us, what God's desire is concerning us, because I want you to further yourself. I want you to get above and beyond the measure. I want you to know me. I want to enjoy the benefit of all the positive things that I have spoken in your life, concerning your life, before the foundation of this world. Because I have you here to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Glory to God. Do we see that? I am definitely a 2 Timothy 1:9 woman of God. And 2 Timothy 1:9 it really says it all. But as the Queen of the Amplified, you can read just the King James Version of 2 Timothy 1:9, but I'm going to read the Amplified again. And when I say again, I've read the Amplified on more than one day, and I have talked about 2 Timothy 1:9 on more than one day. The reason being is because we are here about the business of God. You were not born unto this world about you and being able to do your thing unless it lines up with God, the word of God, and the things that God spoke over you that you have understood, that you're here to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, that a goal should be to become the fervent, effectual, praying righteousness that availeth much. Glory to God. So I'm going to read 2 Timothy 1:9 again, and the word of God reads as follows. For he delivered us and saved us and called us with an holy calling, a calling that leads to a, what is this? Now I can't read my own writing. I believe it says consecrated. Yes, that's what this would be, a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose, not because of our works. Did you get that? Not because of our works or because of any personal merit. We could not do anything to earn this. There is nothing that we could have done that would put us in a place that, oh my goodness, we've earned this. It's about us. It's not about us. We're not even here about us. That's what 2 Timothy 1:9 is telling you. You're not here about you. Not at all. Not about you. But because of his own purpose and grace, his amazing, undeserved favor, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus before the world began, eternal ages ago. In other words, God brought us forward because of his plan, not because of a plan that we have, unless we have acknowledged our purpose and call in Christ, unless we know who we are, unless we have had or been given an understanding. In other words, an even greater understanding would be the fact that I'm not trying to figure out who I am. I know who I am unto God. Now, does that mean that I know the everything? No, it doesn't mean that. But I have understood enough. I know enough. And I've understood even greater that I want to yield to the Spirit of the Lord God, allow God to direct my steps, not just in his word, but in my each and every day, that I don't go to the left, that I don't go to the right, but that I am able to accomplish that which God would have me to accomplish, that I am able to become even as God has spoken me before the foundation of this world, because I am here to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Glory to God. Jude 24 and 25, King James, simply says this: now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Praise God. Praise God. In other words, if you want to begin to perfect that God has given you, that God has blessed you with, placed on the inside, that something on the inside is working on the outside. Hello, everybody. Glory to God, to Jesus. Then we have to yield to the Spirit of the Lord God. We have to turn ourselves over unto God. How about that? Consider that. So when you think in terms of this song and thanksgiving, entering into his gate, or rather gates, because there is an S, gate, with thanksgiving, and enter into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him, and bless his name. In other words, I see even more right there. And if we all stop and really, really think about it, what else do you see as you listen to that? I see a lot. I see a whole lot right there. We need to believe God. We need to trust God. That's aside from praise. That's aside from worship. We need to be obedient unto God. We need to have faith in God. As a matter of fact, we need to have a confidence in God that goes above and beyond the measure, wouldn't you say? I would say. And when I say have a confidence in God, as a matter of fact, let's go there. Let's go to, let me see, what is that? I venture to say that would be 1 John. Let's see, 1 John. Oh, 1 John, the 5th chapter. And I say verses perhaps 14. And let's see, 15. Let's see if we can pull that up. And as always, I want the King James Version. And the Word of God simply reads this. Now, this is 1 John, 5th chapter, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, talking about God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. But don't miss how you petition, how you express whatever your little case is or whatever is on your mind. It would need to be what? According to the will of God. Your will versus God's will may not be the same will unless you're in agreement. And the Word of God tells you in Amos, what is that, 3:3, He says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So even when it comes down to walking together, it's the same with God. How can God and I walk together, fellowship together, worship together, praise together? How do we do these things except we be in agreement? Now, could it be that, okay, you're not in the same place at the same time, and nobody knows it all. I'm teaching the Word of God on this morning, and I still have to study. I still have to learn more. I still have to consider more. I still have to want more, want to know more, want to be more. Okay, so when you consider that, the will of God is very important. And there's a difference, once again, unless you agree unto God's will. In other words, God, I don't even know what your will is for a very many things, perhaps, concerning me. But because I trust you, because I believe you, because I have faith in you, because I want to be obedient unto you, because I acknowledge you, come on, everybody. I'm going to yield to the Spirit. I'm going to keep you stirred up in the Spirit, even through your own word. Because Psalms 100 starts out by telling you, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. all ye land. What does that say to me? You really want to get God's attention. Start making a joyful noise. And God is about to turn and say, let me see what's going on over there. The second verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. What does that tell you? Keep a song, perhaps, in your heart. Okay? The third verse says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. In other words, what you have acknowledged, there is nothing that is bigger, greater than the God that you serve, the God, Almighty God, everlasting God. Because, again, God said there was nothing in front of me, behind me, on either side of me. And if there was something that caused itself being in existence, God says, I never knew. I don't know what that is. And what's interesting about God saying that in that is God is the one that created all. So God is telling you, I don't know this thing. I have no I know nothing about a biology on it because I didn't do it. I didn't create it. Glory to God. Didn't do it, didn't create it. No concept. So we have to look at that. We have to look at these things, and we need to consider. And so God goes on to say, it is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. What does that tell you? Lord, what will you have me to do? What do I need to do that is pleasing unto you? That we need to yield to the Spirit. Let God direct our steps, not just in his word, but in our each and every day. And that any time we are looking to put a best foot, our best foot forward, that it needs to be in accordance to the will of God. So what better way to be in the will of God than to ask God not only to direct your steps, but in your each and every day. In other words, I want my life to be a testament, a testimony unto you, a testimony unto my obedience, unto my willingness, unto my faith in you, unto my praise in you, unto my worship. Being able to see God in all God's splendor and glory. How awesome, how wonderful to have a God, to serve a God. If you have to lend yourself to something, why not be able to lend yourself unto the great I am that I am, unto one that can pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground? Everybody does not have the same sin, under the same circumstances necessarily. Even though you may have sins that are common unto each other, okay? An example would be someone perhaps that uses drugs. Oh, okay, your reasoning may be different from the next person But you're doing the same thing. Prayerfully, that example made sense. So God is not just teaching us as far as the things that we receive in our spirit or get an unction for, to, about, or to do, or concerning. But God says, I've given you a blueprint. I've given you an example. I have given you the best of me. And that's aside from everything that I have already spoken. Now I have given you something in print. Now I have given you something in black and white. Now I have given you something that you can sit down, you can read it, you can have it on audio, some may have it on video, but however you come about the meditation thereof, doesn't matter as long as you continue to accomplish, as long as you continue to go forward, as long as you desire to be in that place to where God receives you and you can receive more from God. So when you think in terms of a Psalms of Thanksgiving, oh my gosh, what a warm embrace. What a comfortable, what a loving place, what a nurturing place, what a healing place to be in, to where the Word of God, along with God, the Spirit of the Lord God, surrounding you, comforting you, attending to you. God is a loving God. You're embracing God. I mean, just picture yourself laying in the bosom, God having God's arms around you, and you have laid your head, you're resting your head on the shoulder of God. What a warm, healing, loving place to be in. Speak about Psalms 91 quite a bit. And, I mean, how can you not love this? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's powerful. That is powerful. God is telling you how to enter into his gates, how to enter into Thanksgiving, how to further be the recipient of the bounty of everything that God has that can be a blessing to you. That is awesome. The second verse says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. That's you. I will say of the Lord, that's me. Awesome. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Okay. We're back in that warm embrace. Okay. God is holding you. You're holding God. God is comforting you. God is attending to you. And what are you doing? You're reverencing God. You're praising God. You probably even have a shout in your spirit. Glory to God. Can you see it? Imagine that. I'm just thinking about it, and I can feel that. I understand that. That makes such good sense to me. Verse number 4 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Oh, my goodness. I'm just asking you to give thanks, to acknowledge, to see me in my splendor, my glory, my wanting for you, my love for you. Everything that I have spoken over you, be open that I am able to operate through you, but according to my will, according to what I spoke over you before the foundation of this world, because after all, you are here to prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 91 is that prayer for protection. Verse 11 in Psalms 91, and I speak about this often too, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That's the other thing that you need to consider a whole lot. Every day, we need to get up and we need to ask God to command the angels that he has given charge over us to keep us in all thine ways. In other words, I'm looking for you to direct my steps, not just in your word, God, but in my each and every day. I know that I am here to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I want my prayers to be fervent, effectual righteousness that availeth much. Glory to God. So if you think in terms of Psalms 100 and you're giving thanks and you think in terms of Psalms 91, God has his arms wide open. Wow, what a warm embrace. Not only am I ready to receive you, I want to receive you. I want to give you the more. I want to give you that greater understanding. I want you to walk and live in perfect peace, because we can have peace here on earth, but you have to yield to the Spirit of the Lord God in order to get that, meaning that you have to believe, you have to trust, you have to be faithful, you have to surrender all, A-L, surrender all. You have to be like clay that needs to be molded by God. Here I am. Melt me. Mold me. Feel me. And use me, God. Glory to God. But at the same time, when you think in terms of a warm embrace, it also comes with protection. It also comes with and concerning the will of God. Your obedience, meaning that you've come before the throne of grace in the mighty precious name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit before the Father, before the throne of grace. Did you get that? You're standing before the Father when you're at the throne of grace. Okay? So now, when you think in terms of, like I said, Psalms 100, being that psalm of thanksgiving, and God saying, I have you in each and every way. There is nothing about you that I want you to lack. Okay? And I don't want you to have worration. I want you to have peace. I want you to have my joy, my happiness. I want to direct your steps, not just in my word, even though my word is a blueprint, but in your each and every day. Even unto your activities, I want to participate. Haven't you heard that whatever you do, whatever you become, to be the best, always be the best. I know those of us, anybody here has had someone somewhere, even if it was nothing more than an encouraging word from a stranger, but there was some encouragement, somebody tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, let's continue in the right thing, in greater things. Okay? Things that allow me to meet you, allow me to continue to raise you up, allow me to support your effort, what you're doing, whatever it all is. So there's a whole lot going on even in this prayer of thanksgiving. Yes, I'm talking about making a joyful noise unto me as the Lord thy God. But I'm also giving my good. My mercy is everlasting, and my truth endureth. The word of God says in the last, in the fifth verse of Psalms 100, to all generations. He didn't say to some. He didn't say to one or two here and there, a couple that I favor. He said, no, unto all. You have not because your desire is not such as it should be, is another way to look at this. Okay? When we are lacking, okay, there's something more that we need to do. Perhaps we need to enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse number 4 says, so maybe there's something a little more that we need to do, something in the confines of what that particular verse says that we need to turn our attention to, that we are able. We're more than able. But what are we applying to ourselves? What is our desire? What do you think about most of the time? I'm always looking at purpose and call, that next thing, scratching things off of the list, looking at the things that I've already accomplished, what else I need to accomplish, the order by which I will go about. An example would be going back to our birthdays. I don't know who created this great big deal about the 1st of January or let's say the 31st of December. Maybe that's the, that's the better way of putting that. And if there is ever an April Fool's Day, oh my goodness, even the 31st of December, 1st of January could be considered when you think in terms of the whole concept of April Fool's, fooling someone. And the reason why I say that way is somebody has turned the 31st of December into this great big old celebration. Okay, what are you celebrating? Because God already tells you that you make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But then God tells you something about that too. Even when he says that this is the day in which he has made that you rejoice and be glad in it. What is the day that God has made? The amplified version of that tells you that God is talking about your salvation now. Not only have I brought you here, but the day that I have made for you. Okay, it started with the day that you were born, but in order to enter into the bounty of the things that I have spoken over you, you must seek me in my salvation and righteousness. You need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, okay? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that you are able to say of the Lord that he is your refuge, your fortress, your God. In him will you trust. Do you see how this word walks hand in hand, one to another? Like if you really look at the scriptures, even when God is talking about entering into his gate with thanksgiving, but then go back to the one that I just read. Do you see the embrace, the warm embrace, the coming together? Oh, my goodness. Somebody needs to be shouting hallelujah. Because when you think in terms of this word, and even looking at this particular song, you could be having a bad day. I mean, everything could just be going crazy. But when you know the God that you serve, there's still a peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm so thankful to be on the air today. I had to change the day to be here because I recently dealt with a maintenance issue in my home where the toilet went crazy, became a volcano. I don't know what happened in the unit above me. I remember hearing the gurgling and all of that in the pipes, and next thing I know, I could hear water pouring out of this toilet like it was a fountain that was so full, it was just running over. And I said, oh my, wow. But when you have peace and when you know that God is, and when you know that the love is everlasting, and that no matter what it looks like, that God is still God, oh my goodness. If you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, okay, you already know it's going to be all right. Okay, you already know it is going to be all right. So while they were fixing that, I was doing something else that I needed to do, something else I needed to get done. I wasn't concerned about that like that. Once I had reported it, I had done my part. once I knew what had taken place, and thank goodness I have a neighbor that I was able to access and, if need be, use her facility, okay? See, that's where learning how to walk together in agreement comes in handy. Learning how to support, learning how to be a blessing one to another, learning the importance in life and how to go about. But what's even greater, Tasha, I have spoken about expectation a lot over periods of time. We should be expecting the best outcome, a great outcome, because we are serving the true and living God. There is nothing that we will ever experience, go through, understand, lack understanding in, that God doesn't already know, have the solution for, about, concerning. Okay? I mean, let's think about that. Let's think about that. And for those that are wondering, when I said this is the day which the Lord hath made, that we rejoice and be glad in it, that's Psalms 118, verse 24. But that's fact, that God is speaking about salvation and righteousness, getting you in a place, to a place, that's God saying, I want you in a place to where you can have full benefits, not partial, not a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a dab of this, a dab of that. No, I want you to surrender that you are entitled to my all. Okay? Think about that. I want you to surrender that you are entitled to my all. How about that? We are serving a true and living God, not a sometime God, not a an incomplete God, not a God that is God today, something else tomorrow, that goes against the word. No, God says, I am the same God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay? I am the holy of all holy. I don't step away from my holiness. I don't step away from my placement in me, okay? As a matter of fact, I have even taught about the fact that God gave evil, the creation of evil, the speaking evil unto life, unto the second manifestation of his spirit. What was the second manifestation? The Son of Man. Who is sinful in all thine ways until we step into the realm? Man. Okay? So Jesus Christ was made sin, yet he never sinned. But then if you go to Isaiah, I want to say that's probably Isaiah 45:7. He tells you that he formed the light. He created darkness. He said, I created evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. But then one might even say, well, what is the answer to the evil that was created? think about that. I've taught about that before, and that would be to turn the evil back over to the place of creation, because that brought evil in the world has the power to deal with the evil that is in the world. Glory to God. When I say we serve a total and a complete God, God didn't leave anything. God didn't leave anything. God is telling you, which makes Psalms 91 even greater when you think in terms of that Thanksgiving, not only am I healing, not only am I comfort, am I rest for you, but you can enter into my gates in peace without worration, knowing that I am that God that has already said, I am your protector. I am the everything that you need me to be for you. But in as much as you come, have appreciation, have some gratitude, have some thank you, have some understanding as to what I have given, what I gave, the sacrifices that I made, that you have, that you are, that you're able, that you can, and that you do. Be everything that you're able to do. How about that? Glory to God. Isn't that something? I mean, let's really, really look at that. Let's think about that. Okay? We are serving a full and complete God. We're not serving a limited God. That wouldn't even make sense. God is letting us know, okay, you can enter into my gates with thanksgiving, with praise. You can bless my name. I'm not lacking. There's nothing about me that lacks, and especially as it concerns you, because I am fully and complete. I have it all covered. I'm just asking you to do your part, even as I have continually done mine. I am always in the place that you need me to be in for you. You may not always understand the decisions that God makes concerning you, or why certain things have been, or why certain things perhaps happen. But if you look at it from a respective place, that is all a test, and that the assignment will give you greater in your understanding, that you are able to operate even greater in Christ, then there you have it. Okay? So it's fair to say that we need to learn to take that one day at a time. See the blessings of God. Make that joyful noise unto the Lord. Learn how to go about. God is saying, I'm here for you. I don't want to leave you. I don't want to forsake you in any way. I don't want to be without you. I don't want you without me. I want you to be comforted. I want you to have that confidence in knowing that you know. You're not trying to figure out who I am. You're not trying to to do more than what you need to do, but instead you are allowing me to direct your steps, not just in my word, but in your each and every day that you experience, that you have, that you understand, that you know, receive, experience the best outcome for whatever it all is. Is everything always going to be sunshine and roses? And no, not at all. It wasn't even like that for God, and God is God. I mean, stop and think about that. Okay? Jesus Christ crucified, that is not the easiest thing. There was nothing about that that was easy. Nothing at all about that. Imagine your Lord and Savior knowing that he was going to be accused, that he was going to be beaten. Think about it. Think about it. And when you consider all that God has given and all he asks of us is to just praise him, worship him, give thanks, be obedient, meditate on him, see his works, understand the greatness that you have in and through God's works, the benefits that you have in and through not just the love, the healing, the nurturing, God being faithful, God wanting your outcome, your existence to be well, wanting you to do well, wanting the best for you. After all, God spoke the best of God over us, okay? Gave us a roadmap. Follow what? Me. As I follow him. God is not asking us to follow anybody that's not following him. Okay? We need to remember that. You know, we all need to remember that. God is not asking us to follow anybody that's not following him. Okay? And if we took even that much and applied it unto our lives, we're still going to come out ahead, because now you can start looking at the people, the type of people that surround you, what you have going on and what you're doing there, okay? So we need to continue, even as we go into this holiday season, we don't need to allow, let, or make anything bigger than God. Okay? That's number one. There's nothing bigger than the God that we serve. There's no one that sees above, that knows more, that understands more. God is everything that God is. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, not just some. Prayerfully, we have had a greater, a better understanding of Psalm 100. And we are comforted in that song, and we're able to see more even as to how it relates to our lives and us girding ourselves with the power, the energy, the wanting to allow God to direct our steps, not just in his word, but in our each and every day. And even learning to pray according to the will of God. And in the will of God, everything is not going to always be exactly what, how, or the way you would have it to be. But there is a difference between God directing your steps versus you just hanging on to something and blowing whichever way the wind blows, okay? That's two different things. That's a whole nother other, and that's not good. When you're blowing and going whichever way the wind goes, who knows where you're going to land? It might be a good place. It might, you know, be a not-so-good place. Who is to say? Therefore, we want to keep ourselves in a place to where God can continually bless us. And we even want to acknowledge, perhaps, and begin to pray the best outcome for each day of our lives. And in asking God to direct our steps, not just in his word, but in our each and every day, I know I don't want my feet placed anywhere that God is not going to be with me. And that is the thing concerning sin that people don't think about, is when you're in sin or doing something that would be considered sinful in the sight of God, you're not covered in that, okay? So even when God is saying enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name, okay, I can see that, because every place that we have been, are, can be, could be, is not the secret place, okay? So when you're asking and you're seeking God, okay, now you're entering into a secret place. But when you're just going about life, going about each day on your own accord, okay, that's you. It could land over there by God, with God, but it's not, there's no certainty that it will, because that's not necessarily your objective, and that's not necessarily where your mind is. So you have to think about those things. An example of a consciousness, okay, even going to buy groceries, well, I still ask God and still want God's permission concerning the best day. Just because you want to go today doesn't make it the day you need to go, even though you may really need to go to the store today. But just simply acknowledging, asking, you know, Lord, I need to go buy groceries, but I want you to direct my steps, not just in your word, but in my each and every day. I don't want to be in a place that you are not with me. So in other words, I don't want to be at the grocery store, but God is not there with me. And see, people get caught up, hung up. You know, God is God is everywhere, but God is not everywhere with you. If God says, I am holy, there is nothing greater, more holy than what I am. Okay, you're getting ready to what? Rob a bank, rob a store, rip off a friend, do you really believe that God is with you in that sin? God may be praying for you that there's something about your consciousness that he is able to tap into you that you disengage from that thought or the steps that would take you to that place, okay? But God is not just hanging out any and everywhere. Go back to the Word. The Word of God tells you in Psalms 91, verse 11, that God has given the angels charge over you to keep you in all thine ways. We need to ask God to command the angels that he has given charge over us. We want the best outcome every day. We want the positive every day. We want the best direction, the best advice, the best opportunity. So it is good, again, to make a joyful noise, to be in remembrance of God, everything that God has blessed us with, everything that God has given us, that not only do we surrender, but we trust, that we believe, that we stand in obedience, that we have faith, okay? God says faith without works is dead, but then God also says that if you come before him, that you need to know and believe and trust that he is everything that he says he is in Hebrews 11 and 6. So God has the word set up that the word walks hand in hand, but Psalms 100 in particular as a Psalms of Thanksgiving, oh, that's a beautiful thing. And how you can embrace God and allow God to embrace you, love on you, be in remembrance of you, as in you, you, and only you. Okay? So, give glory, give honor, give praise, and allow yourself to enter into a place to where you can be the recipient of the blessings of God and continue to not just be blessed, but be blessed. God prosper you. God provide for you. And God continue to protect you and yours even throughout this holiday season. So we give glory to God, and we thank you, Lord, for the blessing of this particular teaching. And I hope it has made a difference in someone's life, that we are able to really consider some things and to look at things greater and better and be open. Because this ride, oh my goodness, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. And there is nobody that would ever make the sacrifices, even though sacrifices are made for us. But when you think in terms of everything that God gave, it doesn't get any better. It really doesn't. Now, what I would like to do at this point is turn our attention unto salvation and righteousness. I'm sure that there are those that perhaps you would like to enter into such salvation on today. And body of Christ not only will welcome you, but God will be well pleased with your decision on today and knowing that you need to be saved, okay? Again, I mentioned John 3 and 16 earlier, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Romans 3:23, let us all know that we have all fallen short of the glory of God. There is nobody walking around here on earth that has not sinned in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Romans 6:23 let you know that the wages of sin is death, but through the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9-10 let you know that if you openly confess with your mouth, and that is Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and not to disrespect anything that anybody is practicing, but again, it tells you that in all you're getting, that he wants you to get understanding. Jesus Christ is the only one that was crucified for the remission of your sins, okay? And anything other than really understanding that Jesus Christ was crucified for your sins. Okay, I'm not sure what that is, where you're going. And if you're looking for the best outcome, Christ is the way to go. Okay? It's not a trying to push something on someone, but it's just the reality of the way that God has set this up and understanding. Okay, so Romans 10:9-10 lets you know that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved, like without question. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so that, you know, that is definitely the route that you want to take. That is where you want to go and what you want it to be. So if you know that you need to receive such great salvation, let's lift up the prayer of salvation unto all of those that need to be saved. And let's ask, Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I recognize I am a sinner. I come to you asking forgiveness of my sin. I confess in my heart and I speak with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he died on the cross for my sins. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord of my life, my heart, my soul. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I praise you for making a way for me. I declare by the blood of Jesus that I am saved. My heart is open. My life is yours. And I pray you continue to reveal your love to me by your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, have your way with my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray all things and everything. And if you have prayed that prayer unto salvation, there's only the one more thing that you need to do aside from staying and being obedient and not letting anyone pull you back into negative things that would have you, I don't know, incarcerated or just in a sinful way, whatever it would be. And that is water baptism. Ephesians 2 and 8 simply says this: for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And Acts 2 and 38 simply tell you that you do need to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. And we need to stop really and repent every day. I mean, we need to go through the course of our day and, you know, consider, look at our attitude, things that may have rubbed us the wrong way, and just acknowledge that in as much as we're striving to be better people, sometimes we need to adjust our attitude, our mindset. But if you pray that prayer of salvation, then water baptism in the name of Jesus would be next to enter into and just acknowledge and even taking on the name of Jesus that you have entered into the union, into such a great family, into the love, the care, all of which we want to give God thanks for through Psalms 100. Oh, my goodness. Entitlement goes above and beyond the measure. And to say that God is loving unto all of God's children is an understatement. But truthfully speaking, you can live life, but life will not be as great without being truly led by the Spirit of the Lord God. And it doesn't mean that everything, once you decide you're going to be saved, once you decide you're going to be baptized in before the Father in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that each and every day is the best day, the greatest day, because you are going to be tested. The adversary is always going to want to pull you back into places that you left for a better, a greater life, and the life that God spoke over you before the foundation of this, before the foundation of this world. So consider those things as you move and as you go about your day. And remember to continue to stay safe, continue to trust and believe God, and continue to seek the Lord God as you move, as you go about. Though God is everywhere, God is not everywhere with you. And don't you forget that. Not anything to take lightly. And it doesn't mean that God can't protect you, but you have to consider things. You need to be conscious of your movement, conscious of your life, where you're going, what you want, where you're heading, what the mission is, what you're looking to accomplish. And on that note, I say grace and peace, and Apostle, I turn it back over to you. Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm out in the field right now. I'm on the highway. But we thank God for you. Bishop and Apostle is on the line.
and they're going to take care of the line. I'm out here in the running. Thank you for that word. It was an anointed word. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray that God continue to bless you and keep you focused on what he has given you. In Jesus' holy name. The line is in your hand, Apostle Washington Bishop. The line is in your hand.
Well, praise the
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
thank you
him.
So
much. How are everyone doing?
We're going to do the prayer of salvation. Bishop is assigned to do it. And we're going to do the prayer of salvation.
Oh, okay.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bishop, go ahead, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, as I've been assigned to do this prayer of salvation, even though it was done, I mean, that's my assignment, so I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
And tell the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. And the only way is through the Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's in the book of Romans, if you will, chapter 10, verses 8 and 9, where the Word of God says, what does it say? It says that the Word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth, and see, that's what it's saying right there. Confess with your mouth. You must speak it out loud.
Yeah.
The enemy cannot read your thoughts. So he can inject thoughts, but he can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus has died for your sins, that you have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. That's the way the word's written. You shall be saved. Now, your next step, if you've never been baptized, is to be baptized as we do it on Blog Talk Radio, as the apostles did in the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 38. And if you made that confession, you must repent. And repentance is not returning to the previous life you had, because if you've made that confession and truly believe and you truly have given your life to Christ, at that moment, your slate is clean. You are saved. But baptism is your next step, and it's just an outward sign to everyone that you will go down into the baptismal pool, die with sin, and rise with Christ Jesus.
Yes,
oh, praise the Lord. I just remember how that felt.
Amen.
And it's sort of a feeling like that. You get a glow out of you.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. So wonderful to know
that you're
right, Jesus, our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your assignment from the Father, that you would save all mankind and suffer and die for us.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, if you don't have a Bible, I strongly suggest that you get a Bible. Several good Bibles. Starting with the King James Version, the original King James Version, New King James, Logos, New Living Translation. There are many good Bibles. And they don't change the Word of God per se. They don't change the meaning. It's just in more modern-day language because of these, the thou arts, and the thine. A lot of people, especially elderly people, can understand, because that's all they had basically years ago was the King James Version.
Yeah.
And that the younger people, they don't understand what some of these things are. You know, whoever believeth in him, you know, they can kind of figure that one out. But it's more modern-day English. So it's easier to get younger people to understand. And by the way, Pastor, Evangelist, you have an anointing. I'm telling you, you have an anointing. And yet, when you put that message out, if anybody would just take 5 minutes and listen, they continue listening, you know, because everything you said was true and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And the scriptures you sent us to, it just was so, and your diction is so great. It's just clear.
Mm-hmm.
if everybody had time to explain as you do, there'd be a whole lot more people that would be coming to Christ because it's not boring. It's clear. So anyway, welcome to the family of God, new believers, and any prodigal son or daughter, I pray in the name of Jesus that you have rededicated your life to Christ Jesus. Several times I rededicate myself to Christ because I know I fall short of the glory of God. We all do.
Amen.
So sometimes Christ, I know I've sinned and fallen short of your glory, but I'm asking you to receive me as your son again. So thank each and every one who was on the line, and I pray that someone someday will be on this line when they do the prayer of salvation and call in. They're on the line. Just, you know, I'd like everybody that I have just confessed, you know, and we would be glad to hear that. We'd be more happy to see that. Yes. Bless the Lord. Amen. So thank you so much, Pastor, Minister. You fill all those shoes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. All right. Okay, Pastor Linda.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We give honor and obedience to our Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Greatest, the greatest, the greatest is our God. He is the greatest. He's greater than anyone or anything. He's greater. He's our creator. He's our maker. He's my Lord. He's my shepherd. And I thank God for him. Hallelujah. Thanking God for Jesus always and praising him and worshiping his holy name. Glory be to God. I got to do it because it's just in me. It's in me. Glory to God. And I thank God that it is in me. Hallelujah. And that's a gift. That's really a gift to have the fear of the Lord. Amen. And so we honor our apostle, our overseer, my brother, my friend. Hallelujah. Our friend because he is our. Hallelujah. He's a friend to the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Anybody that's a friend of Jesus is a friend to the body of Christ. And he is one dedicated to the kingdom. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you, our sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anointed woman of God. Thank God. We want you to come back. We miss you. We want you to come back even the more whenever you have time. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for your release today. This anointed word, you broke bread with us, and it was a lot of bread. Hallelujah. We had breakfast, lunch, dinner, and we had dessert and snack. Amen. We had it all in this word. Amen. And you know, the world, the more word, the better. Amen. We need to hear the word. The more word we get, the more we grow. Amen. The more we develop that character of God. So we thank God for all of those that come to Blog Talk to minister. All of our ministers, hallelujah. We all know them by name. Glory be to God, and they come to bless us and break bread with us. So we thank God for all of our ministers that come to Block Talk. Hallelujah, our pastors, our ministers that come. And we thank God for everybody that's on the line today, whether they're silent or whether they come forth and say anything. We are grateful that you are on the line. We're grateful that you have heard the word because hearing the word is about the best thing we could do every day. Is to hear the word, the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. So the woman of God has done the word. We're not going to preach again. But I just want to say that one of the reasons why people don't, just to piggyback a little bit on what you were saying, but to say this is that the main problem is people just don't have no fear of God. And the Bible says that getting of wisdom is to fear the Lord. So we have to have some divine wisdom. And God will give us wisdom if we would just ask him for it. The Bible says that he will give us wisdom liberally. That means as much as you want. Hallelujah. He will give it to you. So we need that wisdom to grow in the Lord. We need that divine wisdom. And then with divine wisdom, will come divine understanding. The Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding. Amen.
That's
so
right.
God will do that if you endeavor to do the word and just get yourself into it and say to God, God, I need you to teach me. He is our Rabboni, our teacher. He will teach you. And what you're talking about, praising it and reverencing the Lord, that only comes when we can fear the Lord. When we know who he is and who we are, then we'll begin to fear the Lord. And then we can get some understanding as we read and study his word. You talked about meditation, and it takes that. Study to show yourself approved, and we must meditate on the word. Understand. That's where the understanding comes when we study. Like you said, we got to study. So when we study the word of God, God said that. Study. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Meditate. That's it. Take time with
Absolutely.
God. Take time and then ask God, God, I need some understanding, because you said in all you're getting, get understanding. And then you said, if I ask, I shall receive. Ask and you shall receive, the Lord said. And so if we do that, then we're going to reverence God, because we're going to continue to learn of him and learn of his character, so that we can have some godly character. Once we learn of his character, we will develop godly character, and then we can reverence him. But it's going to come only when we fear the Lord. You can be baptized, speaking in tongues, if there's no fear of the Lord. Because they got some folks call themselves speaking in tongues, and it ain't tongues anyway. But anyway, you know, it's just, you've got to give him that reverence. Amen. And when we give him that reverence, like you brought the scripture, of that scripture, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And so we got to enter in thanking God. And then we begin to praise him and worship him. And then he downloads into us, and we feel the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The fire comes down. Hallelujah. You know, I always ask, let your voice be heard. Let your fire fall and your voice be heard. Amen. So we need to develop we need to hear God. We need to learn how to hear the voice of God. That's another thing we must do. So if you want divine counsel, we got it. He's our counselor. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He's our teacher, our counselor. And when we get to know him, we know that he's our everything. So we'll get divine guidance, wisdom, divine understanding. Hallelujah. And we will begin to praise the Lord. Amen. Reverence God. There's no reverence if we don't know him. We have to learn about God. And it takes time in learning scripture and really putting our heart into it, because God wants our whole heart. We cannot reverence God unless we know our heart. And once we do that, we're going higher in God. Hallelujah. Because God says we're only not beneath. So we're already on top. So if we continue to reverence God and obey God, that's reverencing him too. When we obey him, we're on top, or we'll be going higher. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. Amen.
Glory.
That's going higher in God. That's going to new dimensions in God. Amen. I want to go higher, so I need the word. I need to listen, and I need to. Amen. Love is not love if we ain't doing it. Hallelujah. Yeah. You got to do love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So thank God for the word. Glory be to his holy name. And thank God for you. We appreciate you coming today, breaking bread with us. And please come back soon. Glory be to God. Amen.
I will do that. God, I am just trying to get it all done. Okay.
Praise God.
I have
Hallelujah.
A workload, I'm telling you. It's a lot going on.
Glory be to God. I really do. I have a lot going on, but God is keeping me with the going on. He's keeping me going on. Yes. Hallelujah.
My movement is such that I've got to get it done. I've got to go where I've got to go, and I've got to turn my attention to the things I have to turn my attention to, which doesn't always make for the time for the everything, perhaps, maybe someone thinks I should be here, there. I got a tour I got to put together. I got so much going on. It's interesting. It keeps me busy.
I understand. Glory be to God.
That's
but
for
anyway,
sure.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and break bread and to bless the Lord.
Amen. It's always a joy to be here.
Reverence God as well. When we come to give up that he has put in us and to share with the body of Christ, because you did mention that, you know, that we have to come to get together. I call it the gathering of the saints, the gathering of the because we fly high like the eagles when we know the Lord. Hallelujah. He keeps us soaring very high. Glory be to God. So when we come to the gathering of the eagles. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I look at us as eagles as God talks about in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. So we thank God for the gathering of the saints, the eagles that soar with God. Hallelujah. He's the wind that eat our wings. We really need God to help us. Hallelujah. We cannot soar without the power. We cannot do anything or even develop the character of God without God. We got to know
That's
his character, learn his character. Amen.
That's
and
right.
So thank God for the anointed word, and always the word of God is anointed. Amen. Because it's God. It's powerful because it's God's word.
Amen.
And he is the greatest, and he has the greatest love. You talked about his love. That love is an everlasting love. Glory be to God. There's no love like his love. No love greater than the love of God. He will share it with us. He will pour into us as we decide that we're going to pour out for him. If we're going to pour out, we're going to do what God calls us to do and give him what he has given us, give back to God, because it's an exchange. It's a given. It's a give and give situation. God said give and it shall. Amen. So we have to give of what we have in us, and God will give back to us. He will pour back into us, pour out. Amen. So I'm praying God pour back into you with more revelation knowledge, and that he will give you more than ever before, and that you will soar higher than ever before. As you get more from God, you're going to go higher. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God.
I receive that.
God bless you, my sister. Amen. The line is now.
Too.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Hallelujah.
It's always good to hear you guys' voice, I'm telling you.
Praise God.
It's always good. It's always good to be in the number now.
Amen.
Make no
mistake
about it.
Thank God. You know, one time I used to sing that God. When the saints go in, I want to be in that number. I thank God I am in the number now. I don't say I want to be. I say I just want to continue to obey. I want to continue to love him and reverence him like you're talking about, but I'm in the number. I'm in the army of the Lord.
I'm definitely in the number.
Power of me. Glory be to God. Dress to kill, baby. Dress to kill, baby. You don't know the devil. The devil knows he messed with us. He's
going
to get a whooping. Hallelujah. He already knows, but he's calm. But he already knows he done got whooped over and over and over trying to mess with us. Glory to be to God. Hallelujah. So thank God the devil is defeated. Glory be to God. So I thank God I'm in that number. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah.
I know
Glory
that's right.
Name is written in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I have not come all this way to be in reverse. Okay.
God has done. Oh, my God. It makes you shout. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have a shout in your belly, out in your spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And it feels so good. He said, shout with a triumph. When we shout, we shout, know we got it. We know we got the Lord. We know we got the blessings. The Lord, we know we bless beyond
measure.
Oh my God, bless beyond measure, because God pours out, giving us benefits daily, every day. We're loaded with the God, loaded with My God, thank you so much so that our cup run over.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
My head with oil in my cup, run it over. Yes. Hallelujah. Don't you want to run
yes.
over? Cup to run over. We got a reverence God, like you said, sister.
Yes.
And when we be praying, God, oh, God loves it when he hear us praising him. Glory be to God.
Yes,
we call in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God.
Thank
so
you,
I am grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Grateful for every one
thank
of you.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
bless
amen.
Lord, we bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to come on? Come on and bless this woman of God. Hallelujah. Even if you just come and say, thank God for her. Thank God for the word that she received. Amen. Hallelujah.
God, God, woman of God. Sure.
Come on
Lord
and worship by giving thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the woman
amen.
Of God was talking about. Come on, enter in. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now open. Glory, glory to God. Even my puppy is getting excited over here.
Glory
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
it's you. Yeah.
I think she's a person anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's cute.
Thank you for my puppy. She is so good today.
I'm
in my lap listening to the word, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The hello is going up and down when we be preaching. Amen.
Oh. That is so cute.
I come from God. Yeah.
That's right.
That's my baby. That's my baby, Apostle.
That's your grandbaby.
My grandbaby. She's so beautiful.
That's sweet.
She's a Pomeranian. And she's mixed with Pomeranian and poodle.
Really?
It's so beautiful.
So how big is he? Because the Pomeranian isn't big.
Maybe 6 pounds because I've been seeing her a lot. Maybe 6 pounds now. She might have gained a
really?
Pound since last year.
If she knows the Pomeranian, so she's just looking like the Pomeranian.
She's small, like a poodle, like a small poodle.
Right. No, I know what it is, but
right,
I'm saying. No, I said I know what the Pomeranian is, but you said it was mixed. That's why I was wondering how big it was.
The poodle. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, she's very, very smart, too. Very smart. I'm telling you.
Well, we've had a new addition on this side. My daughter had the little tiebreaker. That's what I call him. Because prior to, I had two granddaughters and two grandsons. So now I actually have three grandsons and two granddaughters. And so she just had her second child on the 27th of September. So we have been celebrating that and trying to get her organized and all of that. And so she has two children now. And my son has three. So glory to God, they are growing up the family, large
family.
And all of that great stuff, and I'm trying to get ready for my new year. My birthday is back in the rightful position this year. I was born on Thanksgiving Day the year I was born, and so 25 November is my birthday, so I'm trying to get prepared so I can have all my new assignments and make sure that I finish up everything that needs to be finished before my birthday. Say that again.
Oh, your birthday is
Thanksgiving?
Right after our mother's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She's home with the Lord now, but her birthday is on November 22nd. And my grandson, my first grandson, he was born November 30th. So he'll be 16 on November 30th.
Oh,
you want him to grow up, but I just keep remembering when he was a baby. Yeah, he's going to be 6'3" tall. He's 16, and he's about he's 6'3" or 6'4" right now.
Isn't that something? Yeah, yeah. I still call him a baby. He don't mind.
He don't mind. He still lay on me like he's a baby. He don't mind. That's right.
One of my cousins ended up being 6'8". So that's what that reminds me of. He was probably like, I don't know, 6 feet at 12, 10, 12, you know. And he ended up being like 6 foot, I think he was like 6'8", something like that. And I was like, wow. And his dad was like 6'5", but he was actually taller than his dad. So I know that it happens.
Well,
I know that it is. It can definitely be. Amen.
Is Mother Grant on the line? I was supposed to call her first. I don't know if she is or not, but if
hey,
Mother Grant, are you out there?
I've been well with her.
She may not be. Deacon Frazier, are you out there? If not, we're going to close the line.
I know, his birthday is Sunday.
She's usually listening. God bless her. We're so grateful that she no longer had the COVID. She was struggling with the COVID, and now she's healed from that. And we're asking God to bless her body and to strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ, to continue to strengthen her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need the strength of God. Amen.
Yeah.
So I think he's on the line every day. And I know Apostle Stewart hasn't been on the line. Stuff has been prayed for him because the church was very, very damaged from the storm Ida. And so they're not having church in their edifice right now. They're having church on Zoom. And so we pray that that everything works out well for them in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that they get back in their church as soon as possible. Who's that?
I guess I need to reach out.
You know, she doesn't really know me. She lost my spiritual daughter, but she's not lost because she's with the Lord. But she was on the 48 years, and. She passed and went home with the Lord. Complications of cancer and COVID. So, you know, her lungs were already compromised. And then somebody came to the house and was sick. And then she contracted, I believe, the COVID. And she was in the hospital like before she passed. Oh my God, we had so much. We did so much ministry together, and I just can't get her off my mind. Friend, we traveled a lot together. We did a lot of ministry together, and I just am gonna miss my friend. Amen. I saw her in August when we had the gathering of the Saints, the Eagles here in Claudel. We were all gathered together. We a nice suite, and we were there, and we ate well, we had fun, we ministered. Oh, it was a wonderful time for it, and we're going to be doing it again soon in Tuscaloosa.
Amen.
So anyway,
amen.
Yeah, traveling and you know, ministering and blessing the folks we come in contact with through the name of Jesus Christ. But anyway, yeah, so I had, you know, I thank God I saw her just a couple of months ago. And, I mean, she gave me the biggest hug like she never hugged me before. Some people try to laugh. God, I mean, we held each other and we cried. We cried together. Amen. Because I hadn't seen her since she had contracted the cancer. And, and when I saw her, she came. But we had talked, you know, but I hadn't seen her. And anyway, she hugged me, squeezed me so tight. We squeezed each other, and I'll never forget that hug and how we expressed our love for each other. So, and we cried and we cried. And I believe that was, you know, that was God saying that's
mm-hmm.
the last talk from her. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm glad that she was with us. I mean, she was with us. She ate with us. We
mm-hmm.
just had such a good time. We all prayed together, laid hands,
yeah.
and had a wonderful time.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you got to see her again.
Yeah. I'm glad we got
mm-hmm.
to fellowship together with other
right.
believers before.
You yes.
know, and had
yes.
together, amen.
Oh,
and so,
amen, absolutely.
I think he gave me that. He gave us that, amen.
Yeah.
As she was saying, Mother, she always called me Mother or Mama, miss your Mama. And just the fact she called me Mama, you know, that was my girl,
yeah.
my daughter, and just like my daughter. And I'm
yeah.
telling you, we just had so much time together. And I've known her for years, so an
you
apostle have known her, and
look
also very just very much. And we
yeah.
have we great loss when we lost her. I'm telling you.
Well, I am so saddened for your loss.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah, we will see her in heaven.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Andre Krause passed today.
Andre Crouch passed?
Yeah,
really?
In a car accident. It was a car accident.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
Yeah, he was killed in a car accident. It came across the phone.
I need to call my other mother because they were pretty close. Oh, my goodness. I did not know he had passed.
He was close with who?
Say that again?
I think you say pretty close.
Oh, him and my other mother.
Oh,
somebody that's very close to me.
Yeah, well, he's gone now. He's gone with the Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, just this morning it was a car accident. And so
when
we pray for his family.
6 minutes ago.
Yeah, we pray for his family. We pray for their strength. And
yeah.
we pray that all goes well.
Yeah.
With all of also for Misha, that all goes well. The family as they go through this grieving process
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ, because it's a process and it's a hard deal.
Mm-hmm.
Your loved ones,
yes,
I know. I've lost so
yes,
many. You know, lost all my brothers, my mom, my dad, and I have two that's still alive. But when I say all my brothers, my older brothers, and I still have my baby. Praise God, and I still have. Brother, who is my biological father's son.
Amen.
So,
he's a younger brother too. Though.
Yeah, he is. He's just a little bit younger than me. Praise God and thank God that we know that when people know it, it's so important to give that prayer of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important for people to be saved so that we can all be together when we leave here.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Isn't that something? Amen. Yes. Preferably my aunt and uncle are on the line, but they are the last living elders in the family because we're the elders now, like me and my brothers and cousins and you know, my children, they're progressing, you know. But, so prayerfully, Uncle John and Aunt Lurleena on the line. God bless you guys. I love you. And prayerfully, you enjoyed the message on today.
We're not going
to
keep it. We know you're busy. And nobody's saying anything. I mean, we're the only ones talking. I called Deacon Frazier. He must be. So his line is on tonight, so we can fellowship with him tonight on his line at 8 o'clock or quarter after 8. I think he's starting to say quarter after 8. So we will, y'all know his phone number. I don't know it by heart. So
Saturday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. Here on Sunday, of course, Sunday is his birthday. So he's asking everybody to come on Sunday to celebrate his birthday. Minister Jefferson will be preaching on that day, so he wants everybody to come and fellowship with him on his birthday, and of course we want to do that. Glory be to God. We want to be on his special day. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have a comment to bless the woman of God, hallelujah, go right ahead, because we're going to close the line if you don't. Amen.
Oh, he'll call me later if he's busy, because I know that he's still working.
He's probably, so this is
Hey, Deacon, how are you?
Good. Praise the Lord.
Praise
yeah. yeah, you got some other people on the line, too. Come on in, Brother Deacon.
Yes.
Praise
Father Brandon's
God.
On the line?
No, there's some other people on the line, but not Mother Grant.
Yeah, how
okay.
is she doing?
She's
is
doing
she
great,
doing
as far
good?
As I know.
She's
okay.
doing well.
Lord Groove, you're all well.
Hey, Deacon.
Praise the Lord.
We know
Praise
Sunday
Lord.
Is your big day.
Yeah. yeah.
It's that birthday.
God be glory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you to God.
Yes, yes.
God be glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I haven't heard you in a while. Thank God. I'm glad to hear your voice. Like I always
yeah.
do. Thank God for you.
Oh, thank God for you too.
Been having sore problems. Been having sore side of my back, side left side sore. Well, back. Every touching the grid. You know, St. Mark and Isaiah is one of the favorite two scriptures.
Yes.
I was calling out. And I believe he's a healer. He's a healer. You heal in the name of Jesus. You recover by
yeah.
his blood. You recover by blood. By the blood of Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
By
his stripes, you were healed more than 2,000 years ago. Because I heard them say you had COVID, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, and God is good. I'm telling you, God
Deacon,
is
you
good.
Have
we have to say that again.
Deacon has COVID.
That's what I thought. Apostle Washington said.
Deacon? No. I said that Misha Fisher, prophetess Misha Fisher, who passed, and now with the Lord, she had complications, cancer. She died from complications of cancer and COVID. And she got the COVID after Ida.
Yeah.
And, people came to her home and she got sick. So I didn't say that Deacon had. I don't know why he's saying yes to that, because he didn't have COVID.
No.
He
okay.
never told me he did if he did. I don't know anything about that. I didn't see that. No, I know his father-in-law ended up contracting COVID and passed. Not his father-in-law. He's not married. His stepfather. His stepfather passed from complications of COVID and pneumonia. Oh, yeah, but it wasn't Deacon Frazier that I know about. If he did, he didn't tell me about it.
Oh,
okay.
So
no,
Deacon, I called you back. We missed each other. Because you did reach out. I did call you back. And
yeah.
I think I left you a message, if I make no mistake. But
yeah.
I'm glad to hear everybody's voice. And prayerfully, Mother Grant is doing well. And
yeah.
Evangelist Sheila, how is she doing?
And you,
okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington, my most heartfelt, humble condolences for your loss, because I did hear Apostle had shared that. And God is still good. God is still good. God is still blessing, and I just speak peace. just speak peace to everybody's spirit, because it is a process when you lose somebody that you're very close to. I understand. I really do. I've even been through that with my animals. Shoot. I love German Shepherds, and I've had three, actually, and thinking about getting another one.
Well, let Brother Deacon come on in.
Come on in, Brother Deacon.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all hear me now? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you now loud and clear. Come on in. Come on in. You know you don't have much time. Come on in. When I got you, I got to let you go. Come on in. Come on in. Release that fire now. Come on in now, Deacon. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The womb of God. Praise the Lord. I thank God on the word I heard on this morning. Thank God. Glad to hear your voice again. Well, always. And I really, truly a joy what has been said.
Amen.
And everything that what has been talked about in the through the message. And I remember you were talking about 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The study of the word, show yourself been improved. We have to study the word and show yourself, and we have to hesitate on the word of God. We always have to study the word, show yourself improved.
Mm-hmm.
We have to study and everything.
That's right.
The things that I really heard through the message. In me, when I was hearing you reading my favorite scripture, Psalms chapter 100. You know, I read, nigga, read Psalm 100 when it said, when it was reading, it said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We have Emma at his gate. Through Thanksgiving.
That's right.
As I was sitting there just listening, those scriptures I heard you was reading, John.
I had it off mute. No. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead. I got to put the phone on mute and listen. Hold on.
Yeah. And I was reading it, John. I heard you say John chapter 3, verse 3rd chapter and verse 16th verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, we should love for love God who so loved the world. You know, even though God does love, he does love us all. He loves us all. But one a person, you know, no matter how much we mistreat a person, we have to love them. We have to always have love for them. Regardless, if they do us wrong, say anything to us wrong, we got to love them. Regardless,
that's right.
If they don't like us, we still got to love them. We can't go hold. We cannot hold a grudge against nobody. We can't hold no bitterness against nobody. I mean, I say it all the time. I say it through the line. I say it all the time. I never had no grudge against nobody. I never had no grudges. I never did. I never had the animosity against nobody. I'm like, we all should love each other. Even though who don't like us, We got to love them. We got to pray for them. We got to love them regardless. Mm-hmm. We got to pray for them. If they do us wrong, we got to love them. That's what in the word. That's what is in the word. It's what the word of God tell us. Now, nobody
that's
may
right.
not feel like, they may not feel like the love. We got to love them regardless.
That's right.
If they do us wrong, we do anything. Even though that's why a lot of times, why every day, why do you think we do a print? We have to repent every day. We have to repent.
Yeah.
We do it every day. Book of Romans tells us. The book of Romans tells us we have to repent. The book of Acts tells us that. And if you read book Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and if you read chapter 2, the second chapter, and then read down and say 38, 39, and 40, and 41, you know, it'll tell you. It'll tell you how to repent. And also Ephesians tells us that too. You know, it tells us all through the scripture. It tells us that. In even Romans chapter 3, verse the 23rd, we all fell short. We all fell short of the scene. We all fell short of the scene. I mean, we do it every the proud salvation every day.
We fall short of the glory of God, no question. Yeah. No question about that.
And no one don't see it. Nobody don't see it. They don't see it. Like, they don't see it. But the Word of God tells us that. The Word of God tells us. If that just had
makes
to wait.
It very clear, doesn't it? Makes it plain.
That's just the way the word will tell the word, it will break it down to you. If the word break it down. Someone might not know. Yeah, that's why a lot of times I'm gonna tell you something. you don't never know when your time, you don't never know when your time is coming. You don't
that's
know.
True.
That's why we
true.
we got to be prayed up. We gotta pray.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to pray. It's important to pray.
Amen.
Time is winding out right now. Time is winding out right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like old Famous Brown always said, time is winding out. And, you know, we have to stop.
It's winding down now.
Right.
Okay.
And you get and no matter how much we, because sometimes when we know better, we ought to do better. And, you know, that's true. That is the truth. That is the truth. Some of them know better. Yeah, we know better. But some of them ain't trust you better.
That's true.
That's the way we are.
Just one
you know,
of that way. Sometimes you have to, you know, grow up and realize we can't live this life by ourselves. And we really can't. Okay?
Exactly. Yes,
that's by ourselves.
That's right. We can't make it on our own. Yes, that's right.
That's
right.
We all need help some kind of way.
Yeah, that's
gonna
right.
Be
something. We got to talk to the Lord about it. I enjoy you, woman of God. I enjoy what I heard today. It's an awesome word of God, and I really enjoy what has been said on
Amen.
Today. And make God continue to bless. On the word was having to say, yes, I will be on tonight.
Yes.
They call out the number out tonight. I thank God for what I heard on today.
Amen.
I'm on today. Amen.
You should give your number out while you're on the line in case someone else wants to come in tonight. And, they need prayer, whatever the case may be, because I was looking for your number, but I was glad that you were on here.
He probably I'll give the number. Looking for it now. Contact the prayer line. You can praise your prayer line.
I know. I was too, but I stopped after I heard him.
Okay. Yes, sir. Deacon Fraser prayer line.
Oh. It's 712.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
712-432-3900. again, that's area code 712-432-3900, and the code is 308-587-pound. Again, the code is 308-587-pound. So that's Deacon Frazier's prayer line. Say that again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Hallelujah. Deacon,
I think they heard
you?
It. No, just a bishop was.
Oh, okay. Grace and peace. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Always, always pretty.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, he's back. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gave the number out. Not we. Sandra gave it out.
Amen.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah, that's his code, 308587-pound.
Yeah.
That's his code number. And the and the time. Sunday 15 through 9:45 Central Time. That's in Mississippi and Louisiana and also in Missouri, and also in Massachusetts and Georgia, and all I got to mention Texas. All we say is, like, if you like to come with a scripture or a testimony or read a word, whatever on your heart, you can feel free. You can feel free anytime. You are welcome. Anytime to give God a praise, you are welcome. Of your choice. If you ain't got no place to go, if you're offended from shopping or grocery shopping, whatever you're doing, if you get off from work, you also can stop by anytime. Just through the name of Jesus, you know the book of St. Matthew tells us when two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. That's
yes.
What the book of St. Matthew tells us.
Amen. Wait a minute. So what time is it your time that you go on? Because I think it's normally around 9 if I go on, because I'm Eastern Standard Time. So what time is it? Like right now, it's 10 minutes after 2. So what time is
it? Wait, what is it?
Deacon, what time is it where you are right now?
8 o'clock, 8:15, where I live. Maybe 9, 4 o'clock on other areas like in Massachusetts and Georgia. At 9 o'clock, where
no.
Possibly.
What time is it where you are right now?
You tell me where. Well, one minute.
Yeah, right now. What time do you have?
1:10.
He's got 1:10. Okay. Well, so you're an hour behind. Okay.
Yeah, you hour behind. Yeah. 1:11. 1:11 now. 1:11. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The hour behind.
See, it's 11 minutes after 2 here, so I'm Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're always welcome. You know, you're always welcome anytime.
Yeah, amen.
You're always welcome. We're watching as well, and Apostle Calendar and Mother Green. Your Mother Green always welcome.
Yeah.
She always welcome. She always be there. Each person will be there.
Come on, Mother Green.
Yeah.
I know, I'd love to hear her voice.
Yeah.
I love to hear the joy in her. I really do.
Amen, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I love to hear Mother Grant, yeah. Sometimes I hear Father be there all the time, and you know that's what Saint Matthew tells us when two or three are gathered. God is in the midst.
Amen. He is definitely in the midst.
You ain't got to have a whole lot of. You ain't got to have a crowd. You go pray to the Lord. They're right there. You can have two or three. You can pray on God, on Jesus. There, God is there. God, Jesus is there.
Amen.
God is there. We ain't got to have.
Yeah.
You ain't got to have 50 callers. You ain't got to have 100 callers. You just go and pray the Lord. You just pray the Lord. Because the Lord is there. God is there.
Amen.
God is there.
Amen. Yes, he is.
The Lord is there.
Going to
lift up. That's what we doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we doing. We got to pray and open our mouth ourselves. Cause ain't nobody anybody praying for it. That's one thing about it. Ain't nobody do me like God. Nobody. Cause only you can trust God. You can trust the Lord. One thing about it, you thank him every morning.
Like Jesus.
Yeah, because he woke us up this morning. He woke us up, give us in our right mind, give us the strength in our body. He woke us up. Nobody take you to the bathroom, take you to the, you can do it on your own. You can go take a shower. Pray the Lord, take the shower. Unless you have, unless you be at the breakfast table this morning. Give him the praise.
Amen.
We oil all to him. We oil all to him. Order to open our mouth and give him the praise. I just thank God for you. Thank God what he's about to do to everyone live, regardless. Because I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna continue to keep praising the Lord. Regardless who's gonna praise him. Because if you don't praise him, guess what? The rock gonna cry out. And that's the truth. If you don't praise him. The rock gonna cry out. Because I don't want nobody to cry. No, I don't. I don't want nobody to cry out. I'm gonna praise the Lord on the mountain.
Amen.
Give him the praise. I'm gonna praise him. I'm gonna praise him. That's one thing I can brag to the Lord, brag to him. We got to brag because we owe it all to him. Everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to him. Because he deserves it. You know, the songwriter tells us, songwriter said, my hallelujah belongs to us. You know, I think about
Amen.
That song.
Yes.
My hallelujah belongs to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He deserved it. He deserved it. He deserved it all. I just truly thankful. Be glad that even though God is in the midst of book. Because everything that he does, everything that belongs to him, everything that what he will do, he will continue to bless us, even though that's why we got to thank God to give us the strength, because you don't never know when your time. Because you don't never when be your last time. We don't never know. We got to praise him now. Because tomorrow might be too late for either one of us. We got to praise him because tomorrow never promise each one of us. Tomorrow never promise.
That's right. That's true.
We got to do it now while we have time. You know, that sunrise, I pray we'll all be ready for his return.
That's right.
That's a true statement. That ain't a true statement.
I know exactly what you mean.
We have to pray. We have to pray.
Yes, we do.
We'll be ready for his return. Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
For his return. I just truly, truly thank you, Lord, gladly to hear your voice again. I thought I won't go say anything, but the Lord allowed me to come on and say something. Yes, I was kind of a little busy, but I wasn't more busy today. But you know, sometimes we have a slow week. We have a slow doing to the day, slow day, like on Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. That's when everything will pick up. And Saturday, we'd be really be busy. That's when I don't
chance,
can't say nothing. But I think I'm able to come hear the word of God. I was able to come and hear.
Praise God.
Always
good to hear.
Word.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the rest of my work done. I'm telling you, I got so much I gotta get submitted.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my submissions for different things. I got shut.
Yeah.
And the plate stays running over, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And God was good.
He's good.
Not complaining about it, but just saying.
That's right. God is good. Lord, all the time. Good.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of typing I got to do.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not going to get done by itself.
Not like when I say about.
It is not going to get done by itself.
Cutting the yard. I'm out here. I said, well, y'all ain't going to get cut by itself. I got to go do it. Cut the grass. It ain't going to cut by itself. We got to go.
I know what you mean.
Cut. Yeah. We just praise God.
I know what you mean.
We just praise the Lord. We just praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for what he's doing. Even though he don't want me to say nothing, I tell him he'll lie. I tell him he'll lie and the truth ain't in him. I tell him he'll lie. You'll lie and the truth ain't in him. I tell him he'll lie. He'll lie and the truth ain't in him.
Amen.
I tell him that's going where he come from. You'll lie and the truth ain't in you. Truth ain't in him. I tell him that. You can make it mad. You can make that joke mad. You can make it mad. Make it mad. I'm praying. I'm trusting the Lord. I'm trusting God. Trusting the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Right, but I came too far. But what, Lord? I ain't doing it on my own. God done that. God done it. He done it. He done it for all of us.
I do understand. I really do understand. I can't live this life without God, I'm telling you. I don't know what to say about that. I know I can't do it.
Okay. No, we can't do it on our own. We can't do it. God got this. God got it. We got to trust the Lord. Trust God.
Yes,
God is going to help. God was going to handle it. And I'm always.
there is no way I can do this without God, I'm telling you. I'm so thankful. The love is everlasting. Oh, my God. And all we got to do is praise him. Be faithful. Be diligent. Like I said, I'm determined to get all this stuff done. I really am. I am determined to get it done. I really am. But I'm thankful that he has given it to me to do. And sometimes people don't think about it like that. When God blesses you with work, God is interacting with you there too. And that's a blessing by itself. So I'm thankful. Anybody else on the line?
The pastor said there were others on the line, so let's open the line, leave the line open for another couple of minutes, and if nobody says anything, we can go ahead and close out.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hear ye, hear ye. As the preacher says, speak now, forever hold your peace.
Amen. We're going to close up.
Okay.
We'll wait another minute, and then we're going to close up. It's all right with Apostle Calendar. We'll close the line. Maybe you have something else to say before we close. Deacon, thank you for your comments. Those anointed comments.
I
know. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Go back.
If the Lord said the same, we'll be on your line tonight. If the Lord says the same, glory be to God. Come and fellowship and break. And what a blessing it is when we can do that. Amen. The Lord allows us to come together. Glory be to God. Bishop is going to close the line. Apostle Calendar is busy out there on the field, you know, doing what he does. For the Lord and for the family. Amen. So let's go ahead and close.
Thank you, Apostle Calendar.
According to the will of God that you have given us all with God, God expects us to get his word. Amen. That you have allowed us to come on through the will of the Father to gather together during this time. And we appreciate and we ask God to bless this time of praise and thanksgiving and worship.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We'll be back here the same time. Tomorrow is different, though. Tomorrow, the line starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow, Central Time. It starts at 11 o'clock. The worship starts at 11, and the worship music starts at 11, and then the minister comes on at 11:30. And that's Central Time, amen? And I'm not going to go through all the times again, but that is Central Time. On
Eastern.
The Lord allows us to gather together once again. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Head, Bishop is going to close the line for us. Apparently, it's all right with him that we'll go ahead and close.
That's okay. That's all right. Hallelujah. So, may the strength of God sustain us.
Can y'all hear you?
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can.
May God sustain us. May the glory of God protect us. May the direction of God direct us as we depart from one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Grace and peace. Enjoy your day. Have a blessed and safe weekend. And I pray the Lord continues to bless, prosper, provide, and protect you and yours. Enjoy the rest of your day. And good to hear. I sure will. Thank you so much. And it's so good to hear everybody's voice today. And Deacon, thank you so much. God bless.
He probably has to walk off. It's busy, especially on weekends.
Yes.
No business.
Amen.
Okay.
And
praise
it's
the
always
Lord.
So good to hear your voice, too. And God bless
you.
Everybody. And Apostle Calendar, we shall speak on later on. I know you're probably listening and doing an installation. You said you were going to pick up a hot water heater. So...
I'm not working today. I'm just picking up stuff. I've been driving for since 11:15. I've been driving, and I just got back to my house.
Oh,
I am just getting stuff ready to work. I'm just getting stuff ready. You know, when you're doing this trade, you have to do a lot of running. This is most of the things that you do. You do a lot of running trying to get things. You know, and. I got everything on the truck right now, and just a few more things I have to get, but I got enough stuff to get set up, you know?
Okay.
And this is a pretty big job, because it's a new installation.
Oh, I understand.
They never had heat in that place before, so I got to give them heat. I got to put a system in there to give them heat. So, but this is my skill. This is my skill, you know. So God has granted me that gift. So I'm very blessed. I am very, very, very blessed to have this skill. I don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
You know. Some people that's been. I mean, when I talk, you may not understand, but. There's some people that was out there with me that was smoking and drinking, and they're no longer here. You hear what I'm telling you? They're no longer here, but God has kept me in the land of the living, and all the stuff that went on, I've faced a lot of stuff, but God kept me here in the land of the living. You hear what I'm telling you? So,
amen.
We are excited, and we are delighted for what God has done today. And I really do honor God. And you know, when God give you opportunity to be in His midst, you should. God is always going to be there with you. I know people say. Why are you saying that? But it's the truth. He's not always going to be there with you. Because God ain't going while you're coming in sinning, hanging out with you while you're sinning. God ain't hanging with you while you're sinning.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He sees you sinning, but he's not hanging with you while you're sinning.
That's right.
You know, he sees you while you're sinning. But he ain't hanging with you while you're sinning.
That's right.
He's not hanging with you while you're sinning. He's not.
But I thank God
for your word. I thank God for your word today, and I thank God for Apostle and Bishop and Deacon and the other people that were on the line. And I like what Apostle says. A lot of people going to be there, but everybody don't respond. But the good thing is that they hear the word. I had a lady last night send me a message from Virginia, and she was telling me that we are sending out a lot of good messages. And that is helping people. And I said, well, praise the Lord. She said, I just want to let you know, Apostle, that what you all are doing is great. It's good. And I said, thank you, you know. And this lady been getting messages for a long time. I just sent it to her candidly to a lot of people. But she said, I just want to let you know that what you all have been doing has been helping a lot of people. It's been good. And I said, praise the Lord. She didn't have to take her time, her busy time of her schedule to tell me that. She says, you know, so I let you know that people are listening and people are paying attention. You know, don't take what you're doing for granted because somebody didn't respond, you know, because people didn't respond. I used to get upset and say, well, people didn't respond. So, but God said, as long as they hear that word, that's enough.
Right.
I'll deal with them. God says,
yeah,
all you got to do.
Bother me,
you know, you, long as you,
like
long
said,
as you
long
hear them the word.
That's right.
As long as they hear that word, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
That's it.
God, that's why that's he says that one waters one plant, another one waters, and he brings the increase. You know?
That's right.
I don't increase
Amen.
Better. As long as, Apostle, as long as I've been doing this, I don't increase no one. You hear what I said?
I don't
increase nothing.
We'll see that. Yes,
you can take that to the bank.
Okay.
You can take that to the bank. I don't increase no one. All I'm doing is planting seeds. All we're doing is planting seeds and hope that somebody's come along and water the seed. Water the seed
that
we planted.
Right.
Because the Holy Ghost said, as soon as somebody water, he said, just watch out. I'm gonna bring the increase. I'm gonna bring the increase. So I thank
Look,
you all for all that you have done today.
Now
have
you
a
go get
day.
Your bucket. You put your buckets out now.
No.
Get that increase.
I carry my bucket all the time. It's in my heart. That's where my bucket is. It's in my heart.
Amen.
I got it here. My wife got me some honey. My wife picked me up some honey. She always look up for her
uh-huh.
husband. She looks up for her
Amen.
Husband. She got me my honey. She got me 2-3 packs of honey. 6 balls of honey. That's why I love her so much. You know?
Amen.
She got me treats. She and got me honey because she not love my honey.
Hello. How often does she come on the line?
And Apostle Claire, say hello, honey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
I heard a voice.
I love you all so much. Have a blessed day. Bishop, you're going to take care of the line tomorrow again. You're going to take care of the line because
yeah.
I am going to get in the mix tomorrow working tomorrow. I'm going to work tomorrow. Set up some stuff. Get myself set up. And then next week, pardon me? I think she ministered last week, didn't she?
No, it was Minister Darlene.
Okay, well, Minister Andre would minister tomorrow. She'll usually send me the message in the nighttime after 11 o'clock or so. She send me the message. If she don't, I will send you a text and let you know.
Okay.
But she usually send me her message late. Okay. I love you guys so much. I'm not going to be doing saying too much tomorrow. I'm just going to be listening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I have my computer with me, and I have a charger with me so the computer don't go dead because I've been driving so much that the computer almost went dead. I only have like 17%. I drove for all the since 11:15 today and just got back home. But I got most of the stuff that I needed to do to get this job going. I love you guys. I thank you. I can't do this thing without you all. You know, even when I'm working, you all are keeping the line and taking care of the line. So, you know, all is important. Everything is important, what you guys are doing for us to help us do what God called us to do, to give you the gift to help people and help our family and help the kingdom.
Amen.
When we get blessed, we bless the kingdom.
Yeah.
We don't run off and say it's all for us. You know, like the man who, the man in the Bible, you know, the man in Luke, the man in Luke, he's in the three Gospels, I think. He's not in the Gospels of John. In three Gospels, but he had so much that he was all pushing his chest up like some of the people, you know, walking around with his chest pushed up. And he said, you know what, I think what I'll do, I just go, I'll tear on this old barn. And I'll build a new barn. And I have so much. Jesus said, what you going to do when your soul is required?
Okay.
What is the barn going to do for you, the barn full of stuff that you're selling? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to conquer everything, trying to accomplish everything. Get there. The more you get, the more you want. What is going to do for you when you ain't giving nothing to nobody? You ain't blessing nobody. He ain't going to do nothing for you because your soul is going to be required of you. He's going to call upon you.
Right.
Your soul will be required. And all that you have in the barn is not going to make no sense. It's not going to help you. all that you have up in the bank stored up and looking at saying, my bank account look good. You don't bless nobody.
I know, right?
It's not going to happen. It's not, not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, some people say, me, my four, and no more. Me, my four, and no more. Well, you got to go beyond your four. God be more than your four.
Amen.
God be more than your four. God be more than you. So that's why the Lord is blessing us. I'm telling you, that's why he's blessing us, Apostle. That's why he's blessing us, because we don't think about ourselves. We think about the poor, the other people outside the poor. Hey, look at who just got on the line. Look at who just got on the line. Come on in. Come on in and give us a song or give us a prayer or something, evangelist leader. Come on in. I like when you come on the line, woman of God. Come on in. Say something before we go. Say something before we go. Hallelujah.
Good morning to everyone.
Brother Deacon,
we're
going to have a good time tonight. We're going to have a good time tonight on Brother Deacon Light tonight. A good time. I feel it in my spirit already. I feel it in my spirit, man. We're going to have a good time on Brother Deacon Light tonight. Come on in, evangelist Lee. Let the Lord prophetess. Evangelist, let the Lord use you. Come on in.
Amen. God bless everyone. Amen. I'm so thankful to be able to catch you all before you went off. Amen. I had some things I must do. Amen. And took care of my feel better. Amen. And I just thank the Lord for another day that never seen before. Thank God for the rain that we've been having. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I know when we was in the drought, they rationed the water, even inside of our place, dwelling place, they ration the water. You know, they have it so that you, even when you flush your toilet, so much water that comes up. So I told them this morning, I said, well, we're not in no drought no more. They have to turn the water loose. And look at me with a smile. God has fixed that. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Even by putting a rainbow in the sky. I don't care what that other group say, you know, because now they got a name for them. And that name for them is pronoun. Pronoun. Because there's so many letters that you identify them for. Amen. So I tell them all the time, well, God put the rainbow in the sky. That came from God. Y'all didn't invent that. Amen. So I just thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for the wonderful leaders. Amen. And the Lord, amen, just telling the people what thus said the Lord and warning them, amen, encouraging them, amen, tearing the kingdom of Satan down. Amen. Thank you. They're spreading good news about the people. Amen. I thank God for the consecration, amen, that he's given us, amen. Thank God for the prayer, amen. We can't make without prayer, amen. We got to still keep on bending knees, amen. That's how we're going to get our breakthrough, amen, by consecrating, amen, praying, amen, staying before the Lord. Amen, because we got the answer. Amen. The sinner man don't have the answer, but God's people got the answer.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. One for God's people. Amen. This world will be in a worse shape than it is. Amen. So thank God. Thank God for God's people. Amen. He said, if you want to live in peace, you got to pray. Amen. You got to pray. You got to pray for the ones that's over you. Amen. All in the White House. Amen. All in your local area. Amen. You got to pray. Amen. If God would do something about it, amen, get them out of there, put somebody else better that will listen to him. Amen. I just thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for, amen. I know the wonderful word has went forth. Amen. I wasn't able to hear it. Amen. But I know it was good news. Amen. I know it was encouraging to the spirit of man, spirit man. I know it was. Amen, amen. So we back in church now, amen. I'm not able to join y'all on days that I used to join you, amen. So we back in church, amen. You all just continue to pray for us. My pastor been sick, amen. Just pray, amen. God's strength be upon him and in him, amen, amen. So God bless everyone. Thank you, Apostle Calendar, for this spot, amen. Thank God for your wonderful companion.
Amen, Sister Calendar. Amen. Amen, Evangelist Calendar. Amen. She's a prophetess. Amen. God bless her. God keep her. God strengthen her. Amen. Apostle. Amen. Apostle Linda. Amen. God bless her and her spouse. Amen. Mother Grant. Amen. And Deacon Frazier. Amen. I heard, amen, there's another apostle, Clay, I believe that was her name. Amen.
Yes,
God bless her.
I'm here.
Good to hear your voice this morning. Amen. Good to hear your voice. Everyone's
good
voice. God bless you. You know what? I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I haven't heard your voice in a while, and it's so
Amen.
Good to hear your voice and know that all is well, and you still praising Him, you still pressing. So to God be glory, honor, and praise.
Thank you.
Yes.
We're
gonna I want you all to go ahead. Somebody, go ahead and pray now for Apostle Millie Jefferson, pray for her right now. I need you to pray for her. She just come in my spirit, but I need somebody to pray for her. I'm trying to get some hot tea because I'm a little chilly right now. Somebody go ahead and pray for her right now. Pray for her.
Father God, in the
pray.
Name of Jesus,
somebody
Lord,
pray.
We bring Apostle Millie to you right now, God, asking you, Heavenly Father, just keep on strengthening her, God. Keep on encouraging her, God. Whatever is before her, God, whatever the enemy want to send to attack her, God, we come against that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to just keep her covered with your blood even more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless the home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless the Lord. Keep her, protect her, God, from the crown of her head, God, to the sole of her feet, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give her the desires of her heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Raise on up higher in you, God, even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, bless her going in and coming out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, saving a home. God, delivering a home. God, set free in a home, in the name of Jesus. God, make her glad even a more, God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever it is, God, whatever it is, God, work it out, God, and we stand on your promises right now, God, because you can say we can declare a thing and we can decree a thing, God, that it is so, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to be with her even the more, God, and she give you the glory and she give you the honor in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen, and amen, and amen.
Thank you so much. We're always so happy to hear you. God bless you.
Thank you
for blessing us today with your presence. Amen.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want you to pray now. Listen, because you got to know it. You know you're right now. I want you to pray for Tafleen, Prophetess Misha's daughter. She's facing a lot of stuff right now. Over the stuff that Misha crossed over and left behind, that her husband left in her hand, in her possession. Stuff is coming up against her. I pray that she would get the right lawyer to help her. Okay. Just pray for her and that God would give her the strength that she needs to continue and face the battle that's before her. Go ahead and pray. Her name is Talanisha, Misha's daughter. God knows. Pray for her.
Yes, so Lord, I bring Misha, hallelujah, prophetess Misha to you right now, her daughter, God, in the name of Jesus, God. She needs your help as never before, Father God. Lift the heavy burden off her even more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, send her some help, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. She said what she your window, God. Your eyes are in every place, Lord. You're looking at the good and the evil, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, get people out of the way that don't mean no good, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, send the people that's going to be a blessing to her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let the transaction be smooth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, help her, God. God, keep her covered with your blood, God. Don't let her be discouraged no kind of way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let her look to the hills of where her help comes from, God. Her help comes from you, God. Let her stay in her, let her stay in her spirit, God. Her help comes from you, God, and not man, God. Let her continue to rely on you, God. Let her continue to depend on you, God. Let her continue to trust you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, touch you right now, God. Touch you, God. Touch you with your strength, God. In the name of Jesus, God. All right now, God.
So much, Prophet, Evangelist. We thank God for you. We thank God for your fire. And we pray God's strength over you and your family and all those that you're connected to, that God would use you as a point of contact for them, that as they see you and hear you, that they would get closer by the anointing that rests upon your life. They would get closer to God. And we just ask that God protect you and shield you as you go in and out, and protect your family, even those that are close to you, and those that are not close, that God would keep his hands rest upon them. I pray that God would always allow your light to shine in the midst of this darkened world.
Okay.
In Jesus' holy name. We pray.
Amen.
I think somebody prayed. Somebody prayed to close out already, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bishop and Apostle. We thank God for you. And we pray God's blessings upon your life and upon your children and upon your children's children. Apostle Claire, you don't be a stranger, you know, because you like to go in your little cocoon. You go in your little cocoon. I can't find you. I'm gonna come over there and plug that and pop that plop. I'm gonna pop that cocoon. You hear what I'm telling you? You gotta come out that cocoon.
I'm telling you,
don't be a stranger.
So much paperwork to do. I got a lot of submissions I got to get done.
You ain't got no more paperwork than me. You ain't got no more paperwork than me nor nobody else. You still can find time to come and
know.
So don't tell me that stuff. I got paper. I got paperwork popped up everywhere. Everywhere. But I'm still finding time to fellowship. There's no excuse. You're gonna make me preach that message again. You're gonna make me I'm talking about the Blog Talk family. Blog Talk family.
Okay.
I love you guys. I love you guys so much. But I know Clay ain't gonna let me just put that over. But I'm telling you anyway. You gotta come and fellowship with us. You know.
I agree.
so we can hear your voice. I don't want to just see you on Facebook and say, well, how's Pastor Claire doing? She's doing good. I see her on Facebook. No, I want to hear you on Blog Talk Radio. So when somebody asked me, and I said, well, yes, she was just on Blog Talk Radio teaching and preaching. I want to hear. You're going to get what I'm saying. You're going to get what I'm saying right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, she's doing good. I seen her on Facebook, but I ain't heard her voice.
Okay.
I love you guys so much. I want you all to know that God loves you. I love you, but God loves you more, okay?
Yeah.
And it's been a pleasure today fellowshipping with you and hearing the word that went forth even while I was driving. Because it keeps me good when I'm on the highway. I won't tell you how the word of God really keeps me focused. I saw an accident today on the highway. Mm-hmm. These young people were driving so erratic and they lost control of the car.
Jesus.
And they hit about three cars. And so none of them died. None of them got hurt, but the car was messed up real bad and had to have the traffic backed up on the highway through foolishness. You know what I'm saying? It's driving crazy in and out of traffic like they're on the Indianapolis 500. But I was listening to the word of God, which was comforting me, you know, that I could handle my car in the busy traffic on the highway and get where I was going and get back safe. And I stayed.
Yeah.
See, the word of God will keep you focused all the time, don't matter where you are. Even in the midst of the storm, it'll keep you focused. That word of God will keep you focused. The storm wouldn't have no control over your mental faculties. The word of God is that powerful. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. But I tell you again, that Jehovah Yahweh loves you more. He loves you more.
Amen.
Have a blessed day. Let us get on tonight and have a good Holy Ghost short on time with Brother Deacon tonight, okay? He's going to feel happy when he hears. Come on. Let's go on there and have a Holy Ghost throw down with him tonight.
Yeah,
and
his birthday
Sunday,
is Sunday.
And then we'll have a little bit more on Sunday. We're going to shake him loose on Sunday. I know Apostle Jefferson, she's going to kick up on Sunday. That little woman going to kick up. My little sister, she's going to kick up. And you guys have a blessed evening and be safe.
You too.
All the way. If you got to go out, if you got to go outside, remember to wear your mask. Okay?
Amen.
Especially when you come in, when you come in with people, you know.
That's
the life you save may be your life, You don't have to drive with your mask on when you're in the car. But when you go outside between people, make sure you have your mask on. Because some folks are walking around with the virus and don't even know they got the virus. You understand?
Amen.
They don't even know they got the virus.
That's right.
They say, I don't need a mask on this. And next thing you know, they give you the virus.
That's
how Prophetess Misha got that thing. That's how she got the virus.
Mm.
Family had the virus, and then they wouldn't wear no mask.
Mm-hmm.
And she got that thing mixed up with her cancer, and she's gone home in glory.
Jesus.
But the good thing is that she knew Christ. She know the Lord. She know the Lord as her Savior. She has been redeemed. She was redeemed with the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, that's it. She's on to the higher calling now, for sure.
Yep.
Amen.
So I'll see you on tonight, okay? Bye-bye.
Amen.
God bless.
Grace and peace.
Bye-bye.
And thank you.
God bless.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.